to the Inspired Change Summit, presented by Earth is Waking Up. This is your host, Jeremy Anderson. Today, we're going to be talking with someone who specializes in working in the Akashic Records, Lisa Barnett. As an internationally recognized author, teacher, and healer with more than 20 years' experience in the spiritual healing forum, Lisa found herself in the mid-1990s being intimately summoned by the Akashic Masters to share their personal insights into her life and those of her clients. In 2005, Lisa took a deep dive into the Akashic field, which led her on the most fabulous 10-year journey. From this profound immersion, she was called to start the Akashic Knowing School of Wisdom and to create resources to bring clarity and healing from the ancient Akashic knowledge to a broader audience. As the Akashic Knowing founder, facilitator, and teacher, Lisa shares with her students the unconditional love, guidance, and wisdom that comes from the masters of the Akashic Records. She accesses this wisdom with ease through sacred prayers given to her by the Akashic Lords. She teaches these prayers and energy healing tools to her students to create their own personal Akashic Record connection. Valuable stuff. Students may also advance to certified Akashic Healing Consultant, allowing them to access the Akashic Records of another and begin a new career. In Akashic Healing sessions with clients, Lisa specializes in clearing soul contracts, karma, and vows, and helping individuals align with their soul's path. Her unique healing technique, called Pain Body Release, helps her clients let go of their accumulated emotional pain from both their current and past lives. This ancient wisdom is here to help humanity create steps to their life, steps to the life their heart and soul desires. At this stage of my life, I am best known, at this stage of her life, she is best known as an Akashic Record or Akashic Record teacher, consultant, healer, and author of The Infinite Wisdom of the Akashic Records. She's also blessed to be the mother of three. Her life is filled with children, love, laughter, service, and Akashic healing, but it's not always been that way. So welcome and thanks for being on the show. Lisa?
Thank you. Thank you, Jeremy. I am thrilled to be here with you and get to share a little bit about the Akashic Records work and, you know, how it can be so helpful for people, you know. So I know that not everybody even knows what they are or certainly why they might want to care about them, but yeah. I'm sure we'll get a bunch of time to talk about that today.
Yeah. Could you share a little first of why you understand what maybe seekers of a spiritual path might be feeling like the healers don't understand me, like they're way up there, I'm way down here, like how could she understand what I'm going through?
Oh, interesting question. So the way I see it is, because, let me start with a little bit about what the Akashic Records are, and that will really tie actually into the question, because your Akashic Records are the record of your soul throughout time. So for time immemorial, from your time your soul individuated from Source until it goes home, everything you've ever been or done is recorded in this energy. So what happens is that many of us, and we could say, you know, many spiritual seekers, many people who are just kind of looking to get some information, who are feeling like they're starting on a spiritual path, the truth is that they're really ancient souls, just not remembering that truth yet. Mm-hmm. So the blessing of the Akashic Records to me is that when we go in and we start to see the big picture of who we are, we realize that, one, we're tremendously unique, and two, we're really not all that different and we are all one, right?
Yeah.
So it's kind of an interesting combination of energy and energy fields. So what I see in my personal experience is I started out in life as a very awake four-year-old, right? So somewhere around 3 or 4 years old, I had this epiphany when I looked at my hands and thought, holy moly, I'm trapped in a body. What am I doing here? Right? Yeah. So I told my mother I wanted to go back. I didn't really want to do this. I wasn't really down for the whole earth thing again, I would say. It was kind of how it showed up to me. So poor mom, you know, and here I have an, you know, agnostic mother and father, and so not spiritual folks, and they did the best they could with a kid like me. What are you going to say? They were sweet people, but, you know, life sends you all sorts of weird twists and turns, and many of them are trauma and, you know, drama, right?
Yeah,
so I
totally.
Was blessed that I had these kind of nice, you know, psychologically aware parents, and
mm-hmm.
they were all good. But then three of my best friends died, and I decided that whatever the heck I had committed to, whatever I was thinking as a spiritual being, I wasn't going to do it. I was pretty much over the whole world, and I was not hardly even 20 years old. So my mother says that I was a little on the suicidal side. I don't remember it that much that way per se, but I do know that I, you know, was not very excited about, you know, being here and being here alone. Now I've lost all my best friends, all my soul family. And so I decided I'm going to take all of this information, energy, and wisdom. And seriously, by the time I was 20, I had read every book I could get my hands on. I started reading at 14. So I'm reading Journeys Out of the Body by Robert Monroe, and I'm reading all sci-fi and Carlos Castaneda, and,
oh, wow.
and you know, I'm growing up in California in the 60s and 70s. I minored in philosophy in college. I was on a path. I was on a serious path. So,
yeah.
you know, here I'm minoring in philosophy and studying, you know, Eastern religion and on. By the time I was 20, I said, forget it, I'm totally over it. And I went off on almost, I did a 180 and went off on the opposite trajectory because, here again, I'm in California in the 70s, and at that point, it's pretty much all about sex, drugs, rock and roll, right?
Yeah.
So life did a 180. And in hindsight, what I always say is that it was all so perfect because each and every one of us has our soul paths, and they may not be all neat and clean. I sometimes think, wouldn't it have been nice if I had gone off at 20 to maybe an ashram or really started meditating or started doing energy work at 20, you know?
Could have, whatever.
Exactly, instead of at, you know, 35 or, you know. But the truth is that was part of my path. That was part of my path as a teacher, to have those experiences. So
yeah.
kind of in that very big and roundabout sort of way, which is the way I tend to talk because I'm always in the records, so it's the big picture, right?
Yeah.
But in that very kind of big sort of way, it makes sense because I had soul contracts with these all my dear friends who crossed over early, and I had things I wanted to learn to share and teach. There was, you know, not only soul contracts, but of course we all have karma we want to learn and work through. So I would say that really the teachers are no different than the students. Maybe we have a little more time in there. Maybe we've realized a couple of things, but I would say I learned tons and tons and tons from the people that I do Akashic Record readings for and my students, because they are all such wise souls.
Yeah. Wow. So I've also been learning or noticing the value of getting a range or a variety, a contrast of experiences so that we understand the full range, right? If you kind of go to the extreme one way and then go to the extreme the other way, the rest in between, you can find your way around pretty easy. It sounds like
yes.
that's sort of what happened for you, right?
Yes, absolutely. I kind of ended up in the middle, getting married, having kids. You know, I did all of that pretty late in life. I was almost 40 by the time I had my kids. But
wow.
Yeah, you know, and again, we really one of the things that I have learned from all of that is that it really is all divinely orchestrated and perfect, no matter how we judge it, no matter what we think of it.
Yeah.
And that truth comes up because I work with so many different clients that have a lot of pain and trauma in their lives. Some of it's emotional pain. Some of it is they were raised in abusive families, or they have physical challenges, health challenges, and they have physical pain. Or sometimes we're really lonely. We've never connected up. We haven't found our soul family, or really just those people we feel like we connect to. It's not our birth family, and we haven't, you know, maybe we're kind of a little bit more of a star seed and a little more, you know, just a little different than the people maybe that are around where we live or where we grew up. And so I'm certainly not saying that life is not challenging. I'm, you know, and that was, again, part of my learning and my growth was that realization, even from the time I was 2, to think, you know, holy moly, I'm trapped in a body. I mean, trapped, let me just say, was the word that was, you know. And then when all my friends, I mean, my first best friend died at 13 of a brain tumor, you know, and I thought, this is not right. This is not fair. What's going on here? You know, who's making these plans? So, yeah, no matter what it looks like, but the reason that I work in the Akashic Records is because we can literally go into our records and ask for information, and we can see, feel, you know, really receive some of the wisdom around these whys. Why would I, you know, possibly pick this situation? Why would I have this in my life? What does this, you know, what is this about? So we really can go in and ask some big picture questions and get tremendous information, wisdom, and guidance.
Yeah.
You know, because again, this is the record of your soul. So when you come to Earth, you come with a plan. And the challenge for most of us is that we don't remember it. We don't know what that plan is.
Mm-hmm.
But in your Akashic Records, it may not be laid out like, you know, X, you know, ABC, and then you do 1, 2, 3. But many of the soul contracts, the karma that you came to work through, things that you wanted to learn, gifts and talents you have from other lifetimes that you brought in with you, your soul intention to do certain things, this is all really recorded in your record. So for many of us right now, we realize that part of what we wanted to do was to complete all of our old outstanding karma. Many, many light workers have been stuck in an old karmic cycle that's been going on for thousands of years.
Yeah.
And this time we said, I'm going to come, I'm going to get it, and I'm going to finish it. So that, then I'm completely at choice to come back or not come back.
Yeah. So a question on that. So you mentioned star seeds, and I know a lot of people are wondering, well, am I a star seed and how do I know? And then the other thing is, for the people that feel like they've got to be star seeds and are trying to figure things out, trying to work through blocks, but feel so stuck, what are some great ways that that we can work through these blocks, or no, why are we stuck, first off? Okay, let's start there.
Well, those are, I'm going to say the simple answer is that we have multiple layers of blocks. And again, the reason that I work with the Akashic Records, that I founded after all the other modalities that I've learned, and being a Reiki master in two different types of Reiki, and, you know, all of the above, energy, you know, energy medicine, and all of the above. The reason that I keep, that I go back to the Akashic Records is that it is, again, this expansive information about you and your soul. So the information about old karma that you've come to finish is in there, traumatic past lives, which can really block us, because if we die of a trauma and you know, always a kind of an easy one, because there's always so many light workers, you know, on the calls and interested in this work, is that in a lifetime where you were maybe killed for being a channel or for being a seer, and you made a vow never to see again or never channel again or never do this work, kind of work again. And so then in this life, we find ourselves blocked. Like, you know, I kind of get this inkling, but I can't really connect to my, you know, my soul guidance, or I'm not even very clairvoyant. And, you know, what's blocking me from accessing more inner wisdom? And we see these kind of questions in a lot of people now, and they could be more starseed or light workers. Usually light workers are also star seeds, and I'll talk more about that too, but they're layers and layers, and this is what the Akashic Beings of Light, our very own record keepers, so everybody has their very own keepers of their records, so these guides are here really just for you. So each person has their own personal library and their own personal librarians, and they're, again, literally waiting to help you, to serve you, to heal you, right? So they're just hanging out waiting. So, when we ask these sort of questions, like what's blocking me, or why can't I figure this out or do this, or how come I, you know, I keep trying these to make these businesses go, but they don't go, what's blocking my abundance, or what's creating, you know, why do I feel so stuck? There are multiple layers of information. So one layer may be a past life experience, or five past life experiences of being killed or shunned or run out of town. Maybe you were stoned to death, you know, for doing some sort of work. And then another layer of that are the vows that you made around that. So so a past life trauma is one thing, a past life vow is another. And then a third layer may be that karma that comes from a different sort of past life, but is also connected. And then we come into our childhood traumas, our unconscious beliefs about things, things our parents told us, which have become very unconscious. So if you would love to be on a real spiritual path and feel like you should be a clairvoyant healer, and yet that never seems to work for you, then we would look at, you know, some of these sorts of lives. You know, what lives are blocking you? You know, what karma, what vows, what, you know, what's in your unconscious, what unconscious beliefs do you hold? Maybe your parents were religious and you went to church every weekend and you were trained to believe that that was the only right thing, and that if you started to believe or say or think something else, something bad might happen to you, right? Mm-hmm. So usually these blocks, or, you know, this stuckness, these feelings of really being stuck, are related to, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 different layers of information. And so that's what we do in the Akashic Records, is we literally work through these layers of information.
Wow. So this sounds like more potent than a lot of modalities that I've studied. How would you compare? Is this on the, would you call it on the quantum level, or How would you even talk about it in comparison?
Well, there's a good question, Jeremy. I would say it is on a very multidimensional quantum sort of level, because your Akashic record, again, you know, you're imagining. And I got a really interesting image earlier today. The Akashic Master said to me, you know, imagine if you strapped a GoPro to your head and it ran 24/7 through your whole life. Just imagine there is the recording of your life, visual, sound. That is one life. Now multiply that times 600 lives or 600 books. You could see it if you want to put those books in a library. And then layers of lifetimes in between as an elemental in other planets, other planes, other dimensions. Maybe some of us have lived in the angelic realm. Many of us are star seeds, very galactic. And all of this is in your library. So, and this library, this energy, is all stored literally in that quantum field. And it's interesting, there's a gentleman whose name is Dr. Irvin Laszlo, and he's a scientist, he's a quantum physicist, and he's written quite a few books about the Akashic Records. One of them is called Science and the Akashic Field. And he has gone on through 3-4 books to talk about the A field. He calls it the Akashic field as the A field. And how this is really part of the quantum field of all.
Wow.
So, yeah, I'd put it out there in the quantum level.
Very nice. Yeah, I just was getting major tingles just thinking about it being a place where I could do the heavy work, stuff that I've thought before that would require a soul retrieval or some other kind of energy work. Would you say that we can actually do our own soul retrievals in this way?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, as a matter of fact, I was doing a live talk. The other day, and I was actually talking about Akashic knowing soul retrieval. And what I realized, it's always funny when I give these talks, you know, you kind of go, you know, I really kind of come back to, you can do it all in the Akashic records, because this is the record of your soul. And this is where really so much of the ideas, the information, the inventions literally come from the Akashic field. So the way the Akashic beings of light talk about soul retrieval in the records, and it's one of the things that I teach my students to do, absolutely, is because when we have a traumatic life, like I was talking about, say you got burned at the stake, right, for being a seer, and that trauma splinters your soul off. So the way I see it or you know, receive the information in the records is that you would imagine it's almost like that lifetime is wrapped in barbed wire, and that because it's tremendous pain. And now it's wrapped up, you can't get to it, and it's stuck outside of time and space. So there's a splinter life, right? Yeah. So this is part of what causes so many of our blocks, are these splinter lives. And so in the Akashic record, and I would say because I'm a healer at heart, that's my soul path. And because I had that background when I started really accessing the Akashic records, when I started my own school, the Akashic Master said, we want you to bring Akashic healing to your clients and students. So we want you to not just give people information, but we also want you to use the healing tools you have with our divine Akashic energy boost, this high vibration. Because again, this is the Akashic record is stored in the information arm of the Creator. So this is all of this energy is part of source energy. So when you go into your records and when you access your Akashic librarians, beings of light, they're really all the same kind of helpers of your library.
Mm-hmm.
When we access them, we're raising our vibration really high, shifting into this high dimension, and then they can help us, assist us, and support us in really clearing these old blocks and trauma. So I have all sorts of different tools to say, clear that barbed wire, clear that pain, retrieve that soul splinter and energy, and bring it back into present time and integrate it into our bodies now.
Huh. Wow.
So simple kind of way of soul retrieval compared to some ways. I know a lot of people do it through hypnosis, hypnotherapy, but, you know, sort of soul retrieval, different styles.
Yeah.
But I love this just because it's very simple, right? So I can do it for people. They don't have to relive the trauma. You know, I mean, if you imagine you're like, I have to go back to that lifetime where I was burned at the stake. Well, you know what? No, thank you. Once was bad enough. I don't really want to go there again. So seriously, this is why I do this for people.
Wow.
You know?
So do you experience any of the pain when you go and see what they went through, or are you just working with these masters to clear it so that neither one of you have to go through it?
Yeah, no one has to really go through it. So I see it more than feel it. I may feel a pain, like a sharp pain or something, more as a look here kind of, or sometimes like I'll get that stab in my back, like, oh, like I'll get a little pain along with a story, but it's not anything like, you know, reliving it at all. It might be more, you know, more of a like message, like, oh, that was that life you got stabbed in the back, you know, and that pain immediately goes away, and the person never experiences it. So I can just, you know, kind of see that, get that, like, oh, good, you know, and it's kind of funny because the way I receive information is I receive a lot of it clairvoyantly, but I always say that I my clairvoyance needs glasses, right? So my clairvoyance is very out of focus, and I used to ask in the records to have, you know, get to see movies, and, you know, I want, you know, full color and all of this, and the Akashic Masters would say, no, you don't, and I'd say, yes, I do, and they'd say, no, you don't. And I'm like, okay. So so I come to the, okay, why don't I? And they said, because you work in, you know, because part of my path is to help people heal and clear this old trauma and pain. And they say, you know what, we can give you a soft, out-of-focus picture and information and a story, and you don't have to go there, right? You don't need to see that, all that blood and gore of someone who is drawn and quartered. It's enough to kind of have some vague old Polaroid that you're like, oh, I know what that is, but I don't need to, you know, relive the blood either. Yeah. So,
something like you have an knee field.
Yeah, you know, it's, anyway, I kind of like neat and clean. I'm good with all that.
Yeah. You know,
some people say, I want to be really clairvoyant, and I want to be, you know, have more. And often I'll say, I'll tell this story to, you know, to my students and say, you know, again, sometimes it's a little bit of that, be careful what you wish for. And, you know, and if you don't have it, maybe you ask why, because maybe it really isn't in your highest and best good. Right? So many different things and pieces can, you know, fall into these realms. But
So some of this work also includes connecting with our higher self, or really discovering who we truly are, right?
Well, so the way I say it is, the way the Akashic Masters explained, described to me, mm-hmm. is that really here we are, this part of our spirit soul that's embodied pretty clearly, and then above that we have really the higher self, which is connected to a bigger soul wisdom, but then above that is really your Akashic records, which really holds the records of all of your soul's journey.
Mm-hmm.
So I just go straight into the records. Let's just go to the super big picture. I find a lot, you know, and this is literally the experience I also had, because when I started out as an intuitive healer, and I would go up to, you know, into a healing, you know, intuitive trance, and my higher self would talk to my client's higher self, and it was all perfect, and I got lots of information and a lot of great healing. But when I started to connect into this divine realm of the Akashic field of Source, then it's like instead of having just one book off of the shelf, all of a sudden I had the whole library to choose from. So it opened my eyes. I literally, I started accessing the records accidentally. I would stumble in when I would have a client who was a high vibration and was able to kind of receive that information, and together we would kind of inadvertently, I'd get all this Akashic information, and every single time I'd think, wow, that was crazy, that was big, that was amazing, but I didn't know how to get there.
Right. Oh,
consciously,
wow.
It was more hit or miss. And that went on for literally 5 years.
Oh, wow.
Until I kind of finally got it and found that I could consciously make this shift and you know, that they literally just started to, I always say they yell at me because they kind of talk very loudly because it took them so long to get my attention. They were yelling at me for 5 years, and I'm like, oh, dum-de-dum. I never thought to say, who's talking to me, right? Finally, 5 years later, I'm like, oh, who is talking to me? And then they could really give me solid and concrete information, and so eventually, you know, they had me start a school, and they've given me, you know, sacred prayers and healing prayers. So there's prayers to access the Akashic records, and there's prayers to heal things in your life. So they've given me about 8 Akashic access prayers, 8 different ways, and this goes back to the star seed lineage. Mm-hmm. So the different access prayers are related to different star seed lineages or planets.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's very helpful for people who feel like they're star seeds, or maybe they don't know where they're from, or maybe they're just not even sure about any of it, and the rest of us, to connect in the bigger, more galactic sort of way with this information.
Huh.
So there's different access prayers that resonate with different planets, dimensions, and planes, so that people can start to relate and get even some of that information also. And then, like I said, there's I'm working on a new book, and I have about 60 healing prayers they've given me already. So they're all beautiful, just kind of clear, high vibrational energy prayers to help us to make these leaps, to break through some old pain and blocks, and you know, to kind of leap on down the road.
Yeah, I I felt the power of those earlier when I was reading through some of them, and I guess the question on that is how often can one read these or say these prayers without having too big a changes too fast?
That's a good question. You know, the thing is, Jeremy, because we are all so unique, and I'm even kind of running this as a bit of an experiment with a lot of my students. I've given them 20 of the new prayers and said, you know, tell me your experience of this. And I have people come back and say, I read this prayer once, and it shifted the whole energy in my family. Wow. Family members who I haven't spoken to in you know, months. All of a sudden are calling and communicating, you know, kindly. And, yeah, so, you know, that's kind of that miraculous, which is, you know, interesting one-time shift. I have another gentleman who wrote to me, and he said, I did the forgiveness prayer every day for 6 months because his brother, he and his brother were in business together. They were realtors.
Oh, wow.
And they had an office and a business together. And he said, my brother has been mad at me for 15 years,
oh.
and I don't even really know why.
Oh, man.
So he was a client. I gave him the forgiveness prayer, and he decided to do it really diligently. So 6 months went by every day he did the prayer. He didn't tell his brother anything. He wasn't, you know, read the prayer every day, kind of just stayed in that space of forgiveness. And
That's
he said one day his brother walked into the office and he looked at him and he said, well, I guess sometimes you just have to forget. You got to forgive, you know, and get on with it.
Huh.
And he said that was it. It was a miracle.
Wow.
So his miracle took 6 months. Someone else's takes a day. Many of us take a couple of days or a week, you know. Yeah, so, you know, really, I always just suggest follow your gut, follow your heart, follow your intuition. If it makes you tired, then put more space in there because your body's feeling the shifts already.
Yeah. So is this something that can also help with, say, if somebody's got physical problems or like health issues or even abundance issues that's affecting their daily lives, is this something that can help turn that sort of thing around?
You know, I really find that working in the records can be very profound and phenomenal for so many of these different pieces because what happens is that not only are we really ancient souls, but most of us have had hundreds of lives. We've come to complete old karma. We bring old energy in with us. We bring intentions from other lifetimes. And sometimes that will affect us like as a huge block to say abundance.
Yeah.
So if you have, say, in a past life, you might have made a past life vow of poverty. So you said, I'm never going to take money for my spiritual gifts because you were a monk. And then in another lifetime, maybe you were a very wealthy king and you were really mean. You taxed all your people, you know, to the hilt and everybody was starving and you died lonely and, you know, all alone and miserable. And you said, I never want to be rich again. Being rich was terrible, right? So you have two very interesting and powerful vows, both to not have any money.
Right.
So you've got that in there. And then you take that and you add on whatever your ancestral lineage is. So maybe you come from an Irish family, and the lineage, the ancestral energy, that bigger picture energy says you have to work really, really, really hard just to survive.
And grow potatoes.
And grow potatoes, right? And all those rocks.
Yeah.
<You know? laughs> So there you are feeling like, you know, your truth is that you have to work really hard just to make a living, just to eke by, just to survive. So money and survival go hand in hand. And some people find that their parents believe that so strongly they pass it down, not just energetically, but verbally.
Yeah, totally.
Right? So there you have, you know, four layers, just to name a couple, of things that are blocking you from ease in abundance, from money flowing to you with ease and grace. You know, there's your ability to have and to receive. Many of us, again, have had lives as beggars or ascetics or, you know, in different sorts of ways. We just, all we wanted was, a breadcrumb to survive. And so that's all we're able to receive. That's all we think we deserve, right? So then you add in deservingness. So in the records, this is the fascinating thing. All of this information is written in your records.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, so it's not a, it's not, it's, it is very fast for, you know, the scheme of things.
Mm-hmm.
But for most of us, again, because we're such ancient souls with so many lives, and I would say that so many of us who are doing this work now, are, you know, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, I have 80-year-old students.
Oh, wow.
Right? Still at it, still doing the work.
Never too late.
Nope, never too late, you know. And so, again, then we add our lifetime of experiences in there.
Yeah.
So many, many layers and levels of information and work to do. And, again, this is one of the reasons that I love this work is because it's never boring.
Yeah.
Right? So after 25 years of doing working in the Akashic Records, I still talk to the Akashic Beings of Light every day, right? They guide my life. They say, speak here, write a new prayer book, do this class, add these healing tools. They have me working my little tush off, honestly.
How great is that? Wow.
Yeah, right? So it's not boring. It's not like you heal one block and on you go to have to learn a new modality, right?
Right. Wow. So, okay. So I see we've got a couple raised hands on the on live calls. If you want to ask a question, you're on the call, go ahead and press star 2, and we'll get to those in a second here. So I wanted to ask also about, you've got a training that you do where you certify people to become certified healers with
mm-hmm.
your work. Is that right?
I do. Yeah, so it's a process, just like if you were going to go and, you know, learn to do anything. If you go to college, there's your 4 years, or you take a certification 2 or 3 years. So my Akashic certification has the first part is called Akashic Self-Mastery and Self-Love. So we start out with Course 1 and Course 2, learning to read your own records, right? You have to start to learn to read.
Yeah.
Very beginning, just like when you were in first grade. You learned, you know, see Dick run, run Dick run, right?
Yeah.
And then once you get those words figured out, then you move on to Course 2, which means you can start reading all the books in the library, right? Do you remember going in second grade or your third grade teacher taking you to the library, and it's like, you get to check out any book you want. And you're like, woohoo, right?
Dewey Decimal Card System.
That's right. That's
back
right.
When it existed.
Yeah. So that's what Course 2 is. So Course 1, you're learning to read the records, and of course you're working in your records and you're getting information and you're learning healing tools and grounding tools and healing prayers, and you know, you're starting down your path of transformation. And then in Course 2, we're going into the greater expanse, learning about past lives, about ancestral lineage, genetic lineage, you know, some of the health things, creativity, soul lineage, past life retrieval, soul retrieval. So all of these pieces make up Akashic self-mastery.
Mm-hmm.
And then really recently in the last year, they've suggested that I add the part about self-esteem and self-love. So we do a lot of work around that also, because of course we know that that is a big issue in so many people's lives. It's a huge block that keep us from, you know, stepping out and doing what we're called to do. We always think, I'm not good enough, or who am I, or, you know,
Yeah.
All that different kind of low self-esteem stuff. So in Akashic Self-Mastery, that's what we're doing. It's two courses. And then the next piece is actually a six-month program where we have Akashic Career Mastery, and you learn to read the records for other clients, and you mm-hmm. learn tools to work with clients to help them with their money issues, their abundance blocks, relationship, you know, karma, soul contracts, and we really go very deep into being a consultant, learning how to be a certified consultant, and actually there's even a whole business piece about starting an Akashic business. So it's basically a year-long program to become a certified Akashic knowing consultant and healer.
Wow. That's really empowering for both the one that chooses to become that certified healer and the people that they can reach out to help. I love that.
Yeah, I really love it too, I have to say, because I know there's so many light workers out there in the world. I've had so many clients over time that say, you know, I'm still working a corporate job, but I'd love to do, you know, more spiritual work, or I'm really ready to, you know, to step into my path and really, you know, do different things. And so, this is what happened. The Akashic Masters, you know, hear these calls and they say to me, okay, this is what we're going to do now. We're going to create these self-mastery and career mastery. So literally, I mean, I've been teaching all of this for, you know, years and years, but
yeah.
As the world elevates, as the energy raises, you know, they reorganize things so it becomes more, more in alignment with the souls, what people are looking for in the world.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Wow, that's great. I love it. Okay, we've got a question here from Mary in Salt Spring Island. She says, I have a memory before coming to Earth of beings, maybe 12 to 14 of them, but only see light, luminous blue, so can't see them. They were helping me choose to come back because I did not want to do this. Life work in the first stage is now completed. Now at age 76, I have the final job, finally have a job so wonderful of making uplifting landscapes. Mm. The problem is the physical exhaustion doing this. Although healthy, I feel I'm running out of time. And as a pensioner, I'm not sure about enough money to live. So hoping that maybe you can enlarge my understanding on who or what these beings were, and the creativity springs forth with no blocks.
Mm.
So it sounds like maybe she could possibly become a certified practitioner.
Absolutely. So what I get about the beings is, and I'll tell you a couple of different stories, but, you know, it's interesting, Mary, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That I actually had, this was, you know, I talk about kind of being born awake and having this experience as a 3-year-old, 4-year-old, you know, this kind of realizing I was trapped in a body. I was looking at my hands and thinking, like, oh, my gosh, right? But the memory was of me as a soul, which really is that luminous being, me standing with two other souls, and we were communicating. And what I knew was that I did not have to use words.
Hmm.
So if anybody remembers, one of my favorite books, like I said, I read so much sci-fi as a kid, Stranger in a Strange Land by Robert Heinlein. He uses a word which is called grok, G-R-O-K, grok. I grok it. And that energy is literally about receiving information, one spirit to another, in totality. It would be like handing someone a ball of energy, and all they have to do is touch it, and they know it all, like they were there. They
wow.
see the pictures, they have the feelings, they hear the stories, they just get it, right? Oh, I got it, right? So that's grokking something. So to me, what I noticed was that as a three-year-old, I was trying to communicate. I was trying to explain something to my mother. And I was really frustrated because I didn't talk that well. I was three. And it triggered this memory of effortless communication, right? Not having to use all these words to explain myself. And, of course, because part of my soul purpose is to be a communicator, right? Our soul purpose is not usually like to have a job. It's kind of a big archetypical sort of thing, like a teacher, a communicator, a healer, you know, a little bit more of an archetype. But anyway, so what I know is that when we are not embodied and in that space of between, that is what we are, is we are these big, beautiful, luminous beings. So one of the ways the Akashic Masters explain when we make soul contracts and we, you know, choose a path and make all of these decisions, we get together with a lot of different other souls, usually that are coming to Earth at the same time. So you may have been experiencing souls who were saying, come on with us, Mary, we'll have fun. We'll finish that old karma, you know, we'll be together. Sometimes some of those people might be your parents and some might end up being your children or your best friends or your loved ones, your spouse, your, you know. So we actually write a lot of different soul contracts with these other souls to come back together and to have fun, to support each other, to, you know, to be together, and often also to do a lot of work, which may show up as a little bit more of completing karma, working through things, learning things and such. So hopefully that's helpful, Mary, to just know this, these were your soul, part of your soul family, other souls who were encouraging you to come back at this very powerful time.
Yeah.
And so it is many, many, many souls, you know, have said that it's challenging, but we're so happy to be here to be part of this big shift. So it's very profound in that way. And the other thing I love to do, and I'd be happy to do for you, Mary, and for everyone on the call, so let me do two things. So we'll just do a little healing piece. How is that?
Yeah, we've got three callers with questions too. So
okay.
So
this is what I'm going to do. I'm not too quick. Well, I'm very fast and not too quick because I'm long. Nay, the Akashic Masters. But I'm going to do a short process where we will open the records of the group so you can feel the energy together.
Oh.
And then we'll see what the Akashic Masters suggest as far as healing, clearing, prayers, etc.
Okay? Great.
Okay. So if everybody just wants to sit back for a few moments, if you can close your eyes, that's great. If not, no problem. And we'll take a nice deep breath as we invite our spirits all the way down into our physical bodies, all the way to the tips of our toes, as we come very grounded and present in this moment. And we breathe into our hearts and we let our hearts open just a little bit wider. And we ask the Divine Lords of Unconditional Love to please help us center fully in this moment as we create this sacred space. Please wrap us in your love and protection and allow us to travel to the highest realms of the Akasha available to us today. Please help as we lay our multidimensional hearts open to divine love and release all resistance. Lords of the Akashic Record, please guide us to the deepest truth we can access now. Support us in healing and releasing that which no longer serves on our true path. We give great thanks for your divine love and support on this journey today. So allowing your heart to expand a little bit further. I often see the Akashic energy as a beautiful silvery blue column of light swirling around us, bringing us all together in this very safe and sacred space. Many people feel their hearts open and they feel that divine love of the Creator, of Source. And this is some of the beauty of the records, is this high vibrational energy. And this love helps us to heal with great ease. And so, what I'm actually hearing is I'm going to do just a little bit of energy clearing for anyone and everyone who feels that maybe they have some blocks to creativity. I think that was the block that Mary was referring to. And I know that so many of us have blocks to creativity, whether it's being creative and, you know, creating beautiful gardens or the interior of your house, or a lovely meal, or writing a book, or painting a picture, or taking a photograph, whatever creativity is for you, and all of the above, right? I'm just going to energetically ask the Akashic Masters to come in and clear out any of this old stuck energy. And so we're not going to go through, of course, because I'm not in Mary's specific Akashic record with her masters or anyone else's. It's more group energy. So we can do this beautiful group healing, which people really feel and find to be a great, profound release. It's a little bit less specific for information, but fabulous nonetheless. So I'm actually seeing a lot of clearing through people's third and fourth chakras, so through your solar plexus, which is very much where we create our lives. How we show up and outpicture in the world comes through a very clear third chakra. And of course, our hearts are part of that also, because we, most of us would wish to create our heart's desire, right? To outpicture with love and ease and grace that which our soul and our heart desire. So bringing and clearing the fourth and third chakra energy and realigning those. Just move that out. And then what the Akashic Masters are showing me is if people can just imagine these two chakra, your third and your fourth chakras, they merge together, and where these big circles cross over, you have that kind of eye shape, that almond or oval shape. And this is called the wish-fulfilling jewel. And so we're going to take our beautiful wish-fulfilling jewel that's right there in your rib cage, in that kind of same shape of the top of your rib cage. Just imagine that kind of eye right there in your solar plexus, high between your heart and your third chakra. And we're going to expand that out into the world and opening and expanding our creativity, stretching it out, filling your room, filling your house, filling your city. And as we do this, we're going to set the intention to sprinkle the symbol of your soul out into the world, out around your town. And we're not only opening our creativity, but we are connecting to people who may want to connect with us creatively. So for Mary, that could be about abundance and having new jobs and people to pay her to create beautiful gardens for them. Maybe you could set that intention, Mary, to draw to you someone who will help you and do much of this physical work for you at a beautiful exchange rate. So money is an energy exchange, and sometimes, you know, sometimes that energy exchange is high in some ways and low in others. So we'll just know that you'll find some helpers with the perfect exchange rate for you and lots of new wonderful clients who have been looking for you, and now they can find you because you've just sprinkled your beautiful soul symbol out around your city. And everyone else can do this exact same thing with whatever intention you want to sprinkle out there with your soul symbol, whether it's to find soul family members, a new job, a new house, new friends, a partner, whatever it can be. Just feel that energy swirling and expanding out. Beautiful. Now we'll just leave those symbols, those soul symbols sprinkled all around, and we're going to just kind of draw our energy back into our bodies. Good. Coming present right here and now.
That's great. I love those.
Yeah, good. That feels nice. Good.
Yeah.
So if people are typing in, of course, it's easy to kind of read those. If people are getting on the phone, if you can ask a question in that way, just, you know, kind of specific to you, but something we can do some group healing around, that's always fabulous.
All right, let's try taking a caller. We've got a cell phone, someone in Cleveland, Ohio. I'm going to unmute you if you're ready. Okay, are you there?
Yes, Michael.
Hi, Michael.
How are you doing tonight?
Great, and you?
Not too good. I took a bad fall the other day.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Well, they've been trying to get my attention. They got it.
Yes, it's a good point, isn't it? We always like to say, you know, pay attention. You know, when you stub your toe, you can stop and say, what's that about? You know, if you twist your ankle, now I better really listen to what that's about, right? Then we take that tumble, and so, yeah. So what can I, how can I be of service? What can I answer for you?
I'll just open up and ask them what's going on with me, because they kept me alive a week ago. I missed an accident with the deer.
Okay. You know what I'm hearing?
They got my attention just this day.
Yeah, good. What I'm hearing is that, you've wandered a bit off of your path. You've kind of wandered away from some of the things you actually wanted to do and complete. So part of what I'm hearing is that there is some old karma that's important to complete. I'll say this one more time because I did not open the records of your soul, Michael, right? So it's a little bit more of a group kind of energy, but they give me a lot of information anyway. So when I do a reading, I would if I was doing a private consultation with you, we would be opening your personal records. So, but what they're telling me is that you have some family karma that's important to work through, to complete, and to do some forgiveness around. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, so that's kind of the first step. And then as you're able to finish and work through some of that, come back to a place where you can be comfortable again in your heart and start to feel a greater alignment with your life, then new doors will start to open and you'll find a higher path to walk. So lots of good things, but some work to get there is how they're saying it.
Great.
Okay.
And so what they're suggesting I do, I'm going to do a prayer to assist forward motion. And it's fabulous for you, and it's fabulous for everybody on the call. It's always good, you know, forward motion is always a good thing for all of us. But this has some really nice clearing energy. So just... if you can sit back and take a couple nice deep breaths and close your eyes if you can. And we ask Mother, Father, Goddess, God, please release the ties that bind me. Help me to expand outside of time and space to clear and release any energy that is trapped in the past from the beginning of time until this present moment. Please help us to gather our highest energy in this moment that we may have the impetus to move forward on our soul path, fulfilling our soul purpose. And so it is. Blessed be.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Michael. All right, we'll take the next question. We've got Craig from Temecula.
Good afternoon or evening, actually.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hi, actually, it's John from Temecula. It says Craig on the phone. I know.
Yeah, I show up as Justin, so I'd be confusing too.
Right.
So what can I do for you today?
Thank you for taking my call, Michael and Lisa. I've worked with you before, and it is phenomenal. And all of the lifetimes you were talking about earlier, all the traumas and dramas have played a part in me. And I would like some help clearing some of the emotion or connecting to some, because knowing it intellectually, but I've kind of just separated myself, and I think many of us have, from our emotional body, some of the wounds, some of the feelings that just are suppressed, unfelt, held on to, you know, however you want to say it.
Yeah, beautiful. Good question. Thank you. So let's do some big question. I know we can clear. What I'm hearing is we'll just clear some past lives and their lifetimes in which we were basically killed for speaking our truth and, you know, being on purpose. So it may have been a life for some people where you were a prophet or a seer or a philosopher, and it might be a lifetime in which you were a teacher. Maybe you were there's some people here who I'm getting kind of this government-like energy, like people who are trying to help to change the world and got killed for that too. So you don't have to have been a healer, but there's many different, you know, philosophers, prophets, channels, healers, government, what do you call that? Anyway, so I'm basically going to be quiet for a few minutes as we travel energetically outside of time and space, just gathering these batches of traumatic past lives, and I'm just going to spend a minute or two as we clear this energy so we can release some of this. You know, I was talking about the barbed wire. So that's what I'm clearing, that barbed wire, that pain, that trauma that keeps us from connecting very emotionally, physically, deeply down into our bodies, because who wants to bump into barbed wire, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what people might feel it as is a swirling. So I see it like a big swirling vortex around each person, and this is available to you if you choose so. If you just want to listen and aren't interested in healing, that's okay too. I always just say the Akashic Masters know. You can just say no, thank you, and you won't feel it. But if you just say yes, and you'll start to notice some of the swirling energy. Some people feel it is cool. Actually, some people feel it is hot, and I always find that fascinating. But we're all unique, right? But again, it's like a big vortex. It's like a big cyclone, hurricane, something swirling around you, just clearing all this energy. So it's continuing to move as I speak. still moving. I'm just kind of waiting to see it slow down, but it's, you know, big energy, big traumas. Good. And then there's another, there's another layer of that they want to clear. So it's almost like they clear the whole auric field, energy field all around you, and then it's almost like a smaller, finer little cyclone goes down, right down in your crown chakra, right down into your body, clearing it out of from all the pathways, your chakras, your, you know, your body, your physical body. So I'm actually getting that this is good for the last caller, also good on a physical level to help heal that, the fall, the accident that he had too. So, and anybody who resonates with that, this is for you, also. And so it's energetic, but it can also help to heal, clear and move that energy. So your body can, realign and heal itself with greater ease. A lot of this pain, emotional pain and trauma, is what the Akashic Masters say is the start of much of our dis-ease, our illnesses and our different physical problems. So, again, all very related in that emotional level. Good. Good. Okay, so let's clear out and erase that, those little balls of barbed wire. So we even clear layers of that. So physical pain, emotional pain, the traumatic pain, and the spiritual pain. So I usually clear this on four levels of pain. So I'm just doing that. Okay. Good. All right. So that looks better. And we're just going to fill everyone up with the highest Akashic wisdom, energy, and light you can now hold. And this is the soul retrieval part, Jeremy, where we're literally going to take those splintered pieces of soul and we're going to move it, I say up the timeline, but since there is no real time and space, whatever, we're going to move it into the present time to merge it into this physical body that you're in now, that everybody's in now, their own physical body. And I'd be curious if people are typing in what you're feeling, experiencing. It's always kind of interesting to me, just, you know, kind of out of that place.
Yeah.
And then...
If you go to earthiswakingup.com/Lisa, L-I-S-A, you can enter questions or comments there. Or if you're on a call, you can press star 2 to raise your hand. But I think that we're getting short on time, so we'll probably take one more question and unless there's any comments.
Good, yeah. So we're just going to I'm going to wrap everybody in a nice 3-day time release bubble while we let all of that integrate into the physical body. So that feels really good. Good.
Thank you very much.
Good. You are so welcome. Did that start to feel some of that moving through and just, you know, kind of watch for it over the next couple of days.
Yeah, I mean, you're amazing, Lisa, so thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, John, for asking.
Yeah,
that's perfect. Great. Okay, well, I know it is running late, but if there's another caller, I'm happy to take another call.
This is great stuff. Let's take another one, and then we'll talk about the package that you're offering and close up before we take all night. This is so good. I would love to just keep healing. But so we've got, looks like... Bren from Compton.
Yes. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Okay. Thank you. Yeah. So about a couple years ago, I had a trauma, and I had a very difficult time getting back into sort of the work world. I had hurt my neck and my low back and my arm, and I just, you know, I guess as humans we want to say, why did I have this? You know, what is this really all about? and where do I go next? So I was wondering how the records could help me with moving forward in my life, you know, specifically with those kinds of issues that I'm dealing with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so let's see, and what happened? Did you have an accident, or was it, did it just one thing lead to the other?
It was kind of one thing led to the other.
Mm, okay, yeah.
I mean, I did have an initial accident, but then it was like a series of events, yeah.
So what I'm actually hearing is that you were energetically attacked,
mm-hmm.
and that created the original damage, and that just that old energy in your space started to kind of almost call more of that old, that negative, that darker energy into your space, which was causing physical and maybe even other kind of situations, if that makes sense.
Yes, it clearly does, yes.
Yeah.
And I feel like I've cleared a lot of that, but...
Yes. Yeah, yeah, you have, and of course, because you're saying, you know, what brought it on, they're telling us, right? So that doesn't mean you haven't cleared a lot of it. They're just kind of saying, yes, that's, you were right, if that's what you've been working on. And we can clear
but
a little bit
karmic?
More. I'm sorry?
Was it karmic, though, for me? Or
you know,
was it just sort of wrong place at the wrong time, kind of?
It a little different than either of those. What they're saying is it was an old, out of place soul contract with a not very nice entity that came in and whacked you.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, does that make sense? So what we find is a lot of times when we have darker energies or entities that we can't seem to get rid of, it's because we actually have a soul contract with them. So again, working in the Akashic Records is very, very useful for all of that, because we can do a lot of healing around these sort of pieces and go into past lives and clear these old soul contracts that are outside of time and space and such. So, you know what I'm going to do more in the group interest, because I'm not in your records in your specific soul contract, though. I'm going to clear some of the old dark energy that people have picked up along the way that they're still carrying in their energy field, just whether they're entities or damage, like rips and tears in your auric field can turn into really terrible neck, back pain, and all sorts of different things. So let me just do a little bit of healing around that. And then the very cool thing is that what we're going to talk about is this special offer, which is just 12 hours of healing.
So. You're better than that. Wow.
So, yeah. But it's always good to clear. it. So it's just opening actually some doorways to let some old entities and energy. Some of it's really almost kind of stuck old energies. And sometimes they're just so stuck outside of time and space and they're trying to get our attention. They don't always mean to do damage. Some of them are really not nice. Some of them are stuck, you know, so there's a variety of that we're just opening some doorways to let them leave, move them out. The Akashic Masters will kind of grab hold of and yank some of the stubborn ones out when possible. So clearing a bunch of that, and then I'm going to actually do a fabulous healing prayer that the Akashic Masters have given us, and it is a prayer to clear entities and energy patterns, which is exactly what we're speaking of. So I did it energetically with the Masters, and we'll finish with this wonderful prayer. So we call Archangel Michael and his legions alongside the Akashic beings of light and divine source. Please surround us with your light and love and keep us protected and safe as we order the release and the clearing of all energies, interference, thoughts, feelings, patterns, programming, and imprinting across all time and space in all dimensions and levels and all places and planes that are not in alignment with our highest and best Akashic blueprint. You are to leave our bodies, minds, and energy field now and forever. Please remove and recycle this energy for the highest good of all concerned. Good. And then I want to fill everyone up with the highest energy. Of course, if we clear stuff, we don't want to leave a space, right? We want to fill it back up. So I'm going to fill everyone with the highest Akashic energy, wisdom, highest energetic blueprints that you can now hold now that we did some healing on the call today. And, of course, that's valid and valuable on all the replays. So always good. And, actually, that healing prayer is part of the package we're going to talk about. So that actually, those Masters, they are so good at a segue. What can I say?
Well, thank you, Bren, for your question.
Thank you so much.
It was wonderful. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for calling. Yeah, good. Thank you. Great. Well, kind of with that, I'm just going to jump in, Jeremy, because I figure, you know, here we are, right?
Yeah.
So I feel really blessed to be able to channel this Akashic healing energy for people, for the world, for these groups. And so this is actually what I've put together in this package is divine frequency clearings and activations to empower your life. So do you want to give people a link or do you think...
Yeah, so if listeners can go to earthiswakingup.com/Lisa, if you scroll down and click on the big special offer button, it'll take you to the page that has her package here, the one that she just said, the Divine Frequency Clearings and Activations to Empower Your Life. And would you go ahead and tell us some more about that?
Yeah, so it really is... 12 hours, I basically did is I did six phone calls around different kind of big picture issues. And, you know, they're about 2 hours each call. And the first call is to clear blocks to abundance. So we work on clearing soul contracts between family members. We release vows of poverty and chastity and other vows, like I was speaking a little bit about earlier, different vows where we say, I never want to be rich again because when I'm rich, I'm, you know, like not a very nice person, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we do a lot of karmic clearing and just literally 2 hours of energy work around abundance. And then the next one, we work with releasing emotional pain in families. So all sorts of different things where we're clearing pain of emotional and verbal abuse and releasing feelings of unworthiness from childhood abuse, which is just such a big trauma in people's lives.
Yeah.
We clear trauma of being judged, where we found ourselves lacking, we thought ourselves broken, right? We remove energy scarring in the heart chakra so that you can open your heart to greater love and emotions. And in the third session, we clear blocks to vibrant health. So there's a whole piece, a whole 2 hours around health. So we release unconscious beliefs that come from our ancestral lineage. We clear energy of fatigue while learning some energy tools to activate our adrenals. We work through some of the disease that comes from abandonment and abuse issues, which can also be really connected to past life vows, and often it'll show up in our bodies as weight gain. We do a pineal activation, which is fabulous to work with this great master gland, which is, helps to the Akashic Masters bring in this bolt of lightning. It's very fun to open and activate your pineal, because we know that most people's pineals have gotten really calcified.
Yeah.
So we work with that, and we also release fear of life, which is a core issue that is at the root of many illnesses, right?
Yeah.
So that I don't really want to be here.
Yeah.
Fear of living, fear of life. And when we tell our bodies that we don't want to be here, often our body is in service to us. And so they're like, okay, we'll go. And that is like the core kernel of an illness that may, be a cancer or something that will eventually really harm you, kill you, right?
Yeah.
So,
many people.
We want to work with that one. We want to get rid of that one. That's for sure.
Yep.
So in the fourth session, we work to release fear of speaking your truth. So many light workers are afraid to speak up and out, afraid to speak your truth, like we did a little bit. We touched a little bit on erasing past life trauma. When we were killed for speaking out, we were killed for being, witches or healers. We work with, again, karma through forgiveness for times we've been hurt and harmed for being different. We do a lot of chakra clearing around this to open our first chakra, the clear survival fears, to activate our second chakra, again, to access our true emotions, our sexual energy and sexuality, so we can really come down in our bodies and get solid and grounded here, right? So we can speak our truth as beautiful souls, fully embodied. And we do work around childhood fear of being seen, bullied, abused, so, again, 2 hours in each of these topics. And the next one, we clear self-doubt and open to self-love, which is so important and so powerful. So we clear many past life blocks in which we were untouchables. We were slaves, lepers, part of a caste system in which we were, really the lowest of the low. And, we wonder why we have this self-doubt or low self-esteem, right? We release teenage trauma when we thought we were undesirable because we were too fat or not pretty enough or we had acne or, whatever it was, we weren't smart enough,
other
right?
Than kids.
Yes, all that trauma. And then we work with deservability to clear the emotional pain of being told we didn't deserve to have nice gifts, that we weren't smart enough or that we weren't good enough in school. Sometimes our parents just said, you don't deserve that. You don't, and literally flat out they tell us we didn't deserve things. And we believed them. We said, oh, you're right. I'm not good. I'm not smart. So
for survival, we took on their beliefs, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And their energy, because especially when we're little, we have their energy. We're corded to them. We have their energy in our field, right?
Yeah.
So hard to differentiate between, me and mom when I have, when I was part of mom and now I'm, corded to mom, and that's my survival, really, up until 4, 5, 6 years old. We're really, really feeling our parents. So, and we even do some work on ageism and the fear of growing old, being unloved, or a burden to society and the world. So we clear judgment about our soul purpose and path and how it relates to the work we do.
Wow.
So that's all part of clearing self-doubt and opening to self-love. And the final session, we learn to trust ourselves and those around us. So that's a biggie for a lot of people, self-trust.
Yeah.
It holds a lot of us even back from accessing our own spiritual truth because we don't trust we're that wise, right?
Yeah, and if we're shutting off other people, we're also shutting off ourselves.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. So we release childhood energy from being told that we're silly or wrong if we believe in angels or fairies and sometimes children will tell their parents that they see a ghost or something, and our parents are like, that's silly, that's not real, you're crazy, right?
Yeah.
We clear the trauma of supernatural experiences that were invalidated. You know,
mm-hmm.
sometimes we actually were attacked on the astral. We talk about night terrors when we were kids. We're actually attacked on the astral plane, and our parents are like, oh, it's just a bad dream. You're like, hello? That was not a bad dream. That was serious attack, right? We heal the inner drama queen and help her to realize that she's really very sensitive to energy, feels everyone's pain, and we do some deprogramming around these old patterns. So some people who are like drama queens, everything's such a big deal. Well, everything is a big deal because we're so sensitive to all that energy around us that we feel.
Yeah.
So we work with, you know, making that more more integrated and by clearing and deprogramming these
wow.
old patterns, we make it easier to actually trust ourselves and differentiate between me and you and what's mine, what I feel, and what's yours and what you're feeling.
What a relief from
yeah.
drama and trauma.
yes, that's a huge, huge piece. So we release past lives and present life energy from robbery or rape where you were told and believed that we can't trust anyone because people hurt us.
Yeah.
And we introduce two new Akashic healing prayers also for trust, which are part of that are included. And so part of the exclusive bonuses are many of these healing prayers. A couple of them I've done, but certainly far from all of them. There's the healing prayers of valuing self, physical healing, trusting self, a prayer to assist in trusting others. So they go with the healing in these calls.
Yeah.
To clear other people's energy out of our field, like we were just saying, and to clear entities and energy patterns, that last healing prayer we just did.
Mm-hmm.
Plus an additional bonus is 15 brand new Akashic healing prayers to help to shift your life, along with if people are interested in having a private personal Akashic healing
mm-hmm.
session with me, you will receive 25% discount on a 30-minute healing session.
Wow.
So all of that, I know, and all of that for, of course, just $97.
That's ridiculously cheap.
Savings in the reading, because a lot of people I find, you know, they want all that healing and, of course, to get a personal healing with me. So I always love to be able to do that for people, to get in there one-on-one, in their records, talk to their masters, and pinpoint and zero in on what it is exactly, specifically for them. So
right.
12 hours of audios and bonuses and 25% off on a reading with me. So.
That's amazing, especially for people that don't trust their own intuition all that much yet and they're still working on it. They can have a session with you so that they can trust it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the nice thing with this package is, you know, we talked a little bit about learning to access the records and becoming a certified consultant, but you don't have to learn to access the records to do this work. This is perfect for people who just have a lot of old stuff they're ready to let go of, and they mm-hmm. want someone to help them do it. And so literally by listening to the calls, I'm channeling all the energy, all this Akashic vibration, healing information, and wisdom is coming to and through me to you. And so they're really healing calls you can listen to an hour at a time if you want to do in small chunks. You could listen to the whole two-hour session of each of the six sessions, whatever feels good for people, and then you have the healing prayers to use daily or weekly or whenever you're called for different situations.
That's great. Quick question on that. Is it possible that, or would it be advisable for the listeners to, with this package, to play each of these audios as they sleep at night? And just keep looping through, or if they want to pick one of them?
Yeah, you know, that's an interesting question, because I know a lot of people kind of do work in that sort of way. But the interesting thing with this is, yes, energetically it would work, but because this is very high, intense vibration, and we are clearing karma and trauma also unconsciously and consciously, we really want to get to all of those pieces that we're ready to release. So I actually find that these are better for people to sit down and say, you know, I'm going to listen to this an hour a day, you know, over the next 3 or 4 weeks or something like that, you know, an hour every other day. And maybe if you ride a bus or a BART or a train, you download it to your phone or and you listen to it while you commute.
Yeah. Great. Great tools. Love it. This is incredible. I hope all the listeners can just take a moment and check this package out and see if it speaks to you. See if this is something that would be a value in your life, that would help you to clear stuff that you've not been able to clear with other methods. I think, Lisa, that you said that you tried all kinds of other methods before you realized that this was what you needed to work with. Is that right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. No, I was an intuitive healer for, you know, 10 years before I kind of stumbled into the records. And once mm-hmm. I started to access them consciously and really listen to them and talk to them, it just shifted my life. Oh, my heavens. Such huge transformation in so many great ways, and really clearing these blocks on a soul level, working with these beautiful beings of light that are here to be of service to you, really starting to understand some of the bigger picture things that are holding us back. It's all very, very useful in our lives. So, yeah, I know that this will help you with great transformation.
Awesome, awesome. We got a couple comments from listeners. One of them, Kaina from Japan, says, I was just listening in and wanted to thank you both. Thanks, Kaina. And also Bonnie from Ardmore says, feels like eating ice cream, sweet and delicious.
Thank you, Bonnie. I love that. You know, the Akashic Record is seriously pure love.
Yeah.
Pure source love. And, yeah, so that's what it really feels like. And even though in these, you know, six sessions in this 12 hours of healing, you're held in the arms of the Creator, in the arms of Source, in the arms of Divinity, really. And so it may be old trauma, but the love, the light, the vibration of the beings of light, of the Akashic Field, is so high and lovely that it's so much easier just to let it go with ease.
Yeah. It raises way above the duality and judgment that we endure in this 3D reality, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Wow. Amazing, amazing. I think we better wrap it up. We're over an hour and a half. Thanks so much, Lisa. This has been truly wonderful. I think that you're truly a gem, and the work that you do and how you go about it. Yeah, wow.
Thank you, Jeremy. I have great pleasure working with you and with all of your listeners, the callers. Thank you all for calling in and sharing your questions so we could do some beautiful group healing. So thank you for that also.
Yeah.
Much love to everyone.
Mm-hmm. So powerful. Again, the offer, if you go to earthiswakingup.com/Lisa, L-I-S-A, and click on the special offer button, it'll take you to her page with the offer. Thanks again to the listeners, and I hope that this helps everyone on their journey to clearing everything that gets in our way. We all want to live a life with much more ease and joy and glory. So I hope that this has been a wonderful contribution in your life. Much love.